Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another broadcast of FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I am Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm joined with Sister Tangela Lewis and Deaconess Angela Campbell. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Hello, Tangela. Sister Tangela, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I am well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome. Well, I'm looking forward to the prayer this morning.
Amen. 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 Deaconess, how are you this morning?
I'm blessed. Good morning, Pastor Mel. Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you, Deaconess?
Great.
Amen. Well, praise God. Everybody's motivated, ready to go. Well, praise God. And I think we have Minister Katie joining us as well. Let me open up her mic. Hello, Minister Katie. Is this Minister Katie? At 0171?
No, this is your apostle.
Oh, it's apostle. Okay, you and Minister Katie's numbers are similar. Good morning, apostle. How are you?
Good morning to you all. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Was there anything that you wanted to say, apostle, before we get started?
No, I wasn't really going to make any announcements. If this wasn't the announcement time, are you doing announcements now? I can say something about the book that's out.
Yeah, please go ahead. I mean, we just wanted to give you the opportunity. We wanted to give you the opportunity to speak whatever is on your heart.
Oh, well, God bless you. I appreciate that. I'm just grateful. Wanted to be able to call in. You know, I try to, when the Lord leads me, I'll call in and try and see what it is that he has for not just the people, but for myself. Obedience is always better than sacrifice. So I'm grateful, number one, just to be able to be on the line with you all. God bless you. Sister Tangela and Deaconess, for being faithful in your seat and allowing God to use you as a sacrifice on Saturday morning. So God bless you all in that. And then I just also wanted to bless God for the book being out, Free to Be Me, for those who have supported and bought the book. It has been a blessing already in their lives. The calls have come in, the testimonials have come in, and I'm going to tell you all things about obedience, people of God. We don't always want to do everything maybe that authoritative figures tells us to do. But we have to also look at that God is an authority figure. He is the one who reigns supreme. And when he gives a mandate, when he gives an order, when he gives an instruction, no matter how much we may not want to do it or follow it, there's always a blessing behind it. And the blessing has come where the people are saying, already, your book has changed my life. You being so candid has really blessed me. The book is real. It's a tool. It's a resource on how we all should be free to be ourselves in Christ Jesus. This is not a book that encourages wild behavior or types of leadership where we are not leading positively, but just being able to be comfortable in the skin that God has made us to reside in and abide in, and thinking about everything that he put down within us and not trying to compare it to anyone else, but taking what he's given unto us and be able to spread it to everyone else in a godly manner. So I just want to encourage those who may not have the book out there, please go to Amazon.com. It is called Free to Be Me by Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, which is myself. I did not dream on ever writing any books, but this is the second book now that I have authored, and it's all because of the following of the obedience of God's instruction. So if nothing else, I hope someone out there can be encouraged and be blessed and know that if you do what God tells you to do, you're going to lose some things, you're going to lose some miracles, and you're going to lose some blessings that you didn't even expect to receive. So God bless you. Thank you for that time. I'm here. If the Lord leads me to say anything else, I will just chime in. So I want you all to be able to go ahead on with your regularly scheduled program.
Amen. Amen. You heard it. Free to Be Me is available, again, at Amazon.com. Please, let's support the kingdom. Let's support our fellow co-laborers as well. Let's support our leaders. So please go to Amazon.com and purchase the book Free to Be Me by Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. And trust me, you will be blessed. Her first book, Happy Birthday, Your Spiritual Beginning, was just amazing. So please, do yourself a favor and check the book out, please. Once again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy day, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day where we arise and give God praise. This is the time of day where we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and instruction, and then we walk them out by faith. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to start off with the initial prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. We uplift your name, Father. We give you the glory. We praise your holy name. Abba, Father, we just thank you. We love you, Father. We honor you. We uplift your name. Father, we praise you. Lord Jesus, we uplift your name. We magnify your name. Please lift your hands up and give God praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we praise your holy name. Jesus, we praise your holy name. Jesus, 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 there's power in your name. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We uplift your name. Precious Lamb of God, we thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We uplift your name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we take this time to uplift the nations to you, to remind you, Father, of of the prayers we have prayed for the nations, Father. We pray peace, Father. We decree and declare peace in Jerusalem, Father. We come against the spirits of division, Father, spirits of racism, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree a spirit of unity. Your will be done in those earthen vessels, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of the people in war-torn Syria, Father. Father, those that are struggling, Father, those that are in constant danger, Father. Father, we ask that you give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. We come against the spirits of division, corruption, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, the spirit of love and unity, Father, to take over that region, Father. Father, we uplift Africa, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, again, we come against and we shut down in the name of Jesus the spirit of corruption, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, China, Father. America, Father. Mexico, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we uplift these countries too. The Ukraine, Russia, Father. Europe, Father, we bring these countries up before you, Father. Australia, Father. Canada. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, your word tells that we are to pray for men everywhere, Father, and those in power. Father, so we're bringing them to your attention, O Heavenly Father. Have your way, Father. Blow on their hearts, Father, so the people that they are over, Father, can live peaceable lives, Father. Father, we want to uplift those Christians, Father, that are being persecuted, Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, but allow their message to get out, Father, and change, Father, those that are over them, Father. Father, they have covenant promises. They have Father, you have given them favor. They're your children. You have given them favor, Father. So in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father, in their favor, rules change, laws change, protocols change, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just uplift your name and magnify your name. Father, we bring you in remembrance of our children, Father. Father, again, give your angels charge over these children that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, blow on the hearts of those that will cause and harm children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the grip of the enemy, Father, controlling those who would harm children, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, your will be done, Father. In these earthen vessels, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. Father, those that are being abused now, O Heavenly Father, those children, Father, that are sickly now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray and decree and declare their healing right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, those parents, Father, that have lost children or are dealing with sickly children or children, Father, that are no longer in their presence, Father, we ask that you strengthen them. Heal their hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. bind them up, O Heavenly Father. Build them up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Dispatch your angels, Father, to minister to them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bind up any and all attacks, Father, that may come while they might be mourning, Father. We bind up mourning spirits, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because the children are with you, and if they're still here on earth, Father, you are watching over those children. Hallelujah, Father. We stand in the position of intercessors for those children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for our president, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our judges, Father, our Supreme Court judges, our congressmen, Father, our representatives, Father, our governors, our mayors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Many of them are under demonic attack, Father. For if the devil controls them, he controls the politics and the legislation. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, and we break the grip of the enemy, Father, controlling and manipulating government. We break your hold now in the name of Jesus. Angels, go forth and tear down and destroy every government, demonic government stronghold in this country. Father, we pray for this. We pray the same for Europe. We pray the same for Africa. We pray the same for the Middle East, Father. We pray the same for Asian countries, Father. We pray the same for Mexico and Canada, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, decree, and declare this over every country, Father, on this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Father, everyone, Father, that is tuning in today, Father, you know what they stand in need of. Father, we decree and declare that your favor goes out before them and surrounds them as with a shield. And, Father, every endeavor that they seek, that they lay their hands on, that they put the effort to, Father, because of your favor, Father, for them, rules change, laws change, policy change, Father, to suit them, Father, so that they can accomplish what they set out to accomplish. Father, so that they can accomplish the assignment that you've given them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for fellowship with you. Father, we pray for divine revelation with you. Father, we pray to hear you more. Praise God. You know what we stand in need of. You are our God. You will supply us with every need, Father, according to your riches and glory. Your blessing, Father, makes us rich and adds no painful toil to it. Father, your will for our lives, Father, is to be in good health and prosper even as our soul prospers. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, you said where there is two or more gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. We welcome you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way. Your will be done in these earthen vessels as it is in heaven, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, all these words we have brought before you, Father, these prayers we have brought before you, we know you hear us, Father. And we decree and declare them to be so right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. If you have just joined us, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page. Throughout the week, you can leave your prayer requests. You can follow the ministry. You can get biblical scriptures throughout the week to keep you going, keep you motivated. You can post biblical questions so you can get those answered by our leaders. So please go ahead and like the page. We're going to go ahead and take a prayer request from one of our callers. Brother Francis, is that you on the line, sir?
Yeah, Pastor, thank you very much. I'm doing very well. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise God. That is a praise report. How are you doing over there? How are you doing over there in England?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. And now the sun is shining. The place is so bright. We thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Did you have a prayer request?
No, I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, we'll continue to cover you in general prayer, sir. And again, thank you for your faithfulness in tuning in.
Amen. Amen. Last week I went to work, so I couldn't join. Even this morning, I just came from work. I went to bed and I set my alarm. That helped me to join the line.
Well, praise God. We definitely enjoy your presence on the line. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to keep moving, and we're going to have Deaconess Angela lead us in prayer. Deaconess?
Amen, Pastor Melvin. We just thank and praise you, God. We just continue to magnify your name and to glorify you and to thank you, God, on this morning for who you are. We're thankful that you are God, and beside you there is no other. We just continue to submit ourselves to your will and to your presence even now on the line. God, we are happy and excited and contented in your presence, God. We come with the mind to pray. And to lift up those, Father God, that need to receive from you, need to hear from you, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity in the mighty name of Jesus, to allow us to even come before you. And so, God, we just ask that right now as we continue to press in the prayer that you will search us, God. You will search our hearts, our minds. You will search our thought patterns. If there is anything, Lord God, that is not like you, any way that we stepped out of alignment or we stepped into our own processing and thoughts about a thing, God, we just ask you right now that you would forgive us. Lord, we don't take lightly the opportunity to pray before you. And we don't want Rabbi say, come before you with a sacrifice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That has not been presented correctly. So, God, we just ask if there is anything, God, that you would forgive us right now. We repent of it. Anyone, God, or anyone that we've held in unforgiveness, even right now as we are searching and letting you, Holy Spirit, search our hearts, if we find that there's a thing right there, when we come to that name, God, we give them to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We forgive and we release them to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We desire nothing to hinder what we're doing and how we are praying before you on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you God, we thank you. We thank you, God, that you are a God that hears and sees. You are a God that heals and delivers. We thank you, you are a God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. And right now, we just lift up those, Father, before you, Father God, that may have felt that they cannot continue. That may have missed it, God, whether they actually missed it or just felt like they missed it. We lift them up before you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a God that gives us a second chance. You are a God that gives us courage. You are Rada. You are the God that spoke to Joshua and said, do not be dismayed, but be of good courage, for I am with you. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just declare and decree that, God, you are with us. God, you are with us. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are with us, you are more than those that are against us. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this time and this moment. We just pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, those that cannot see or having difficulty seeing how you are with them, that God, that you call out my mother, you would do with them the thing that you did with the prophet's servant, that you would begin to remove the scales from their eyes, that they would see, that there are more with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for angelic interventions and help, angels that have been dispatched, and we dispatch even now into these situations, God, into these areas, Father God, where people have been feeling discouraged, feeling like they've missed it. Said, I did that wrong and I cannot get up. God, we thank you that you are there and you're saying, do not be dismayed. Be of good courage, for I am with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being with us. Thank you for being a present help. Holy Spirit, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, that you stick closer than a brother. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you that this second time will be greater than the first. Because you told Joshua that you will root out Ai, even greater than Jericho. So we thank you. 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 We thank you, Rashia, that this second time will be even greater than the first. Thank you, God, for helping us in this moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Help us to continue to press into the revelation of who you are, that you are a God that can do the impossible. On this day, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for everything that you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for leading us in prayer, Deaconess. Again, welcome to FMF Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, I just want to mention that please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. Leave your prayer request. You can leave testimony. If you're going through something, there's always someone that you can reach out to and talk to. Follow the ministry. You can keep up with what's going on with the ministry. Right now, our own apostle, Dr. Rosalind Overton, has a book release, Free to Be Me. You can find that on Amazon. You can find out more about the book as well on the Facebook page. We will begin to post about the book very shortly. So please just go to the page and like the page. You're going to be delighted in the information that you receive from the page throughout the weeks and again, be able to keep up with the ministry. We're going to continue to move forward. We're going to ask Sister Tangela Lewis to lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Pastor.
Are you there?
I am. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we just come before your glorious throne. We just praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We lift you up, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you for our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is our banner, Lord God, the precious Lamb of God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your love that you showed us, that you loved us so much, that you gave your only begotten Son. Oh, my God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Father God, even in your love, you teach us obedience. Even in your love, you teach us how to come before you, Lord. Even in your love, you teach us how to walk uprightly before you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for things, all the people that you have placed in my life. Lord God, showing me the way. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will bless them abundantly and exceedingly above anything that they could ever imagine. Lord God, I ask that you would shield your people. There is so much that is going on. Your people have come under attack. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to bind up the enemy. Bind up every tactic. Bind up every sorcery, every action, every trap, every command, bind it up, Lord God. Every spirit that has been sent out that is not of you, that is around your people, I am asking you, Lord God, to bind them up and rebuke them, Lord God. Hold back the hand of the enemy with your strong arm. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory in this.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord God, we know that you are in authority. We know that you are the one true living God. We know that you are the Almighty God, that there is nothing that is made in heaven, on earth, or under the earth that you have not created. And all things are under your authority, Heavenly Father. And I ask you, Lord God, to favor your people right now. Build them up, strengthen them, pour extra amounts of love upon them, Lord God. Pour your peace out upon us, Lord God. Pour your spirit out upon us, Lord God. Because where your spirit is, there is liberty. And Father God, I know that you have raised up an army that will go before you and walk uprightly before you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you continue to strengthen. I ask that you continue to give each and every one of us tenacity and perseverance, Lord God. Give us wings as angels, Lord God. Help us to walk and not crawl. Help us to run and not faint, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have prepared everything that we need. Everything there. You left no stone unturned. You've dressed us. You've anointed us. You've called us. You've equipped us. Oh God, you thought about your people. You procured your people. And you prepared us, and you shaped us and fashioned us in your image, Lord God, for a reason. You have a reason, a purpose, and a plan for everything, Lord God. And even though we may not know everything, we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. We desire to know your heart, Lord God. We desire to be in relationship, Lord God, not just any old kind of relationship, intimate relationship with you, Lord God. Because, Father God, we want to know you. We seek your face. We want to grow in you. We want to become one with you, Lord. You have created a family, Lord God. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your peace right now that you are releasing from heaven. Thank you for your peace, Lord God. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. I release every tongue that the enemy has tried to shut up. I release it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory in the highest. Ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your love that you are pouring out right now, right now, right now. We receive it right now, right now, right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God. Thank you for carrying us where we cannot carry ourselves. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We quiet ourselves before you, Lord God. Thank you for pouring yourself into us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we decrease as you increase. We decrease, Lord God, as you increase. Oh, thank you for pouring out your Holy Spirit, oh God. Thank you for meeting us at the well. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your true living water, oh God, that we may drink from you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We come, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your strength, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your strength is our joy. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for using us for such a time as this, Lord God. Bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your holy name, Lord God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, kind spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the weary heart. Oh, be healed, you weary heart, right now. Be filled. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We know that you are in control, Lord God. We line our will up with your will, Lord God. Thank you for healing, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We may not understand each and everything that you do, Lord God. We may not understand each and every plan or purpose that you have, oh God. But you do, Lord God. That's why you are God and God alone. That's why you are God and God all by yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for pouring into us right where we need it the most, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for lifting us up, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for carrying us, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Mel, I just see the Lord just, he just has his arms wrapped around someone. He just has his arms wrapped around this group of people, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And he is saying, I am with you. I have never left you, never forsaken you. I am with you even in this. Hallelujah. Behold my beauty. Behold my glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. Oh, glory in the highest. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, I can only thank the Lord right now, because his mercies endure forever, because his grace is sufficient. Oh, thank you, Lord, and his love is ever so bounding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even those tears, the Lord is catching those tears. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Pouring out before him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are mighty, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name, God. Bless your holy name, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for looking at the life that we have. Oh, thank you, Lord. Being thankful in all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory in the highest. Pastor, may I give it back over unto you. Glory and glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is a time of praise. This is a time of worship. This is a time of giving thanks, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us from a mighty long way. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. I want to give it back to you, Pastor Mayor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory.
Yeah. Man, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, I just want to pray for leadership and our leadership as well. Father God, we just thank you. We continue to give you praise. We continue to give you honor. Father, we just ask you to continue to watch over, Father. Continue to open doors. Continue to pour into, Father. Continue to bring what is needed to our Archbishop, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what he stands in need of, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, you command every door that needs to be opened, open, Father. Father, every bit of favor that's needed, Father, in the name of Jesus, we put a demand on your favor for him, Father. We put a demand on the anointing, Father, to go out before him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, that your favor, Father, changes rules, policies, open doors, hallelujah, changes protocol, Father, to suit him, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen him, Father, where he needs to be strengthened, Father. Strengthen and watch over and keep his family, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift our apostle, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know what she stands in need of, Father. In the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, doors open, Father. Father, that the desires of her heart, she is in receipt of those things because she delights in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that she is a tither, Father, and that you will open up the windows. Father, your word says to test you. So, Father, we put a demand on your word. Father, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour her out a blessing that she has room not enough to receive. And you will rebuke the devourer for her sake, Father. And her vine will not drop, Father, before its season, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you know where she needs to be healed, Father, emotionally, physically, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we come against the enemy. We bind the enemy, Father, coming against her interest, her children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Father. Strengthen them in their spirit, and strengthen them in their emotions, Father. Sit with them, Father. Fellowship with them, Father. Build them up, Father. Strengthen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Father, we pray for leadership, Father, in the body of Christ, Father, as a whole. Father, we pray the same prayer, Father, that you will keep them, that you will strengthen them. You know what they stand in need of, Father, and you will fulfill those desires and their needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done in these earthen vessels as it is in heaven. And, Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we decree these things to be so. Apostle, did you want to do anything, pray, or close us out?
Yes, I do feel led to pray over the seed, our seed. I didn't say anything in the beginning. Many of you all know 24 hours ago I did lose my grandson. And I want to pray for all of those moms out there who have lost their seed to the enemy. And I'm lifting you up right now in the name of Jesus. Going, Lord God, within the hospitals. But even deeper than that, Lord God, I'm going within the mothers. I'm going within the womb, and I'm speaking life, Lord God. I'm coming up against the spirit of death in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm coming up against the spirit of devour in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the seed. Make it, Lord God, to where the wombs are able to hold the baby to their correct time and their correct season, oh God. Not exiting before then, Lord God, but keep them in that holding mode, Lord God, where you have the lifeline, the uterus, the umbilical cord, giving them life through their mothers. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I speak to the men to raise themselves up and be in their proper place and position to receive and be the father that you've mandated through your word for them to be, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, because actually your word says that we're to cry when a child is to be born, but when they are born, we are not to rejoice, but we're to cry, and we do it the opposite way. So, Lord God, I thank you right now, and I am rejoicing over my own seed, my grandson, Lord God, who made his exit. But, Lord God, I know he is with you. He has served out the purpose of 12 days. And in those 12 days, I've seen a lot, I've heard a lot, I've learned a lot, oh God. And I thank you for the wisdom through it all. I thank you for the journey of strength that we all had to withhold. I thank you right now, Lord, for the seeds that are forthcoming, that they're going to come forth healthily, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I come up against any spirit of strangulation of umbilical cords being wrapped around the baby's necks, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and I speak life, I speak health, oh God. I speak that the child will be smart and that the child will walk in his predestined manner that you have called it to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. Father, I thank you right now that you're guiding the parents to be the parents that you want them to be in you, to lead these children in the straight and the narrow paths. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for all that you've done. I thank you for what you're doing in today's generation, oh God. It may not be the way that we want it, or it doesn't look like how we would have it to be. But Lord God, send forth youth leaders to lead these youth in a plain path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now. I give you the glory and the praise. I give you all the honor that you are do, because guess what? You're still God. You're still good. You're still omnipotent, and I praise your awesome name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I decree all these blessings to be yea and to be amen.
Amen, and it is so. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that prayer. Again, this is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. Before we get ready to sign off, is there a word from the Lord?
There is a word of be strong in Him. Be strong
Amen.
In Him. We're looking for strength in the wrong places. I am your strength. I am your word. My word is in me. And if you dwell in me, you will receive my word in you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father God, for that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it is time for us to sign off again. Go to our Facebook page and like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and follow the ministry through the page. Leave your prayer requests, testimonies. We love to receive those. We will reconvene next week at the same time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. We love you. God bless you. The favor of God go out before you and surround you as with a shield. And we pray fellowship with you. And again, we love you, and we will again see you soon.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. All the actors. Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bow their heads and worship the Lord. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Oh, yes. So let the church say amen. Let the church amen.
They bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord,
so let the church say amen.
Nehemiah 8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.
Say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.